He said that two or three times.
Uh-huh.
He said, this is a policeman. Oh boy, he sure
That's just great that that guy called while the police were here.
That tickled me. I said the Lord had a hand in that.
Yeah.
I told my daughter the Lord bound had a hand in that.
Well, has he called back since then?
You know, I'm going to tell you, he told me to call my brother and let him call the main guy. I don't know. He told me his name down there. The head policeman, the main monkey the monk.
Yeah.
And he said, now you call him now and tell Doc. I said to get in touch with him. And we're going to have a tracer put on that if anything else happens like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I said it would be pitiful if one of my children would call me and be a car wreck or want to be hurt. I said I couldn't even get it. Well, he said, lady, he said, do you know what it is for anybody to do you that way on the phone? And I said, well, I haven't had any idea, but I've been aggravated with it a whole lot. He said, it'll just cost the parents a $200 fine.
Hmm.
He said, it ain't no grown person. Said, it's probably some child, both parents is out at work.
Yeah.
But said, they think it's pretty hard when they have to pay a $200 fine.
Uh-huh.
Said, because such language as that is not, so Doc must have told him what I told him about the woman. Now, what he said about me.
Yeah.
Because he said, it's just a $200 fine.
Just.
And said, if he ever calls you again, said, we're going to put a tracer on it. And so Doc called up this guy, and called him and talked to him and asked the main guy.
Mm-hmm.
He asked him about it, and he said, well, we won't put a tracer on it yet. But Doc said, sis, I don't think you ever called me anymore.
Uh-huh.
Said, what the boy told me, he said, I don't think he'll bother you anymore.
Uh-huh.
Said the boy, said he just gave him to understand it was a policeman and there wasn't no need to fool around on the phone like that.
Yeah.
And said, I don't think he'll bother you anymore. And I said, I hope not. But he told me, if they put a tracer on my life, which they would do if they started in again.
Yeah.
And then he said, when they called, said, you don't hang up.
Yeah.
Said, you keep a hold and let us pick it up on our end of the phone.
Yeah.
And then they'll put a tracer on.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
He said, we'll get it. But he said, it'd be awful bad them parents working and the little old kid cost them $200. And he said, it ain't under $200.
Uh-huh.
Fine.
That's good.
Well, I don't.
That's good. Then he hadn't called back yet, huh?
No.
Well, that's great. I hope he didn't.
And my brother called her the next morning. He called about 10 o'clock, I guess, 10 or 11. And he said, sis, have you got any more missed phone calls? I said, no, Doc, I haven't. He said, I don't think you will. He said, dear, I don't think you will. Said, I think after that guy talked to him like he did.
Yeah.
Said, I don't think you'll be bothered with anymore from that party anyhow.
Yeah.
But they've been doing my daughter the same way.
Oh, is that right?
And on Choctaw.
Huh.
They've been doing her the same way.
Well, that's too bad that happens. If you said about somebody, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie's, but sometimes she just acts kind of...
Well, I have seen people like that.
Like that, yeah.
But I don't pay them much mind.
What does the word queer mean?
Queer?
Yeah.
That's a man that doesn't have no left wing to say.
Oh, okay.
I hate to say that out loud.
Yeah.
But that's what it means.
Okay.
I wouldn't have known that if my last husband hadn't told me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.